Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Today's episode is sponsored by Audible, with an unmatched selection of audiobooks, original audio shows, news, comedy, and more. Get a free 30-day trial at audible.com/IIRE. What is IIRE? That's, of course, investing in real estate. That's the name of this podcast. So just go to audible.com/IIRE, and you're going to get a free 30-day trial. And then you get a free book, too, which is awesome. So I love audiobooks. With all of the business books that I listen to and motivational books for my real estate company, my real estate business, and my investing life, just think about it. You could get the free book, Gary Keller's Millionaire Real Estate Investor, for free. You could download it on Audible while you're working out at the gym. You can listen to those audiobooks. You can learn about real estate. You can learn about the 3 stages of real estate investing that Gary talks about. Or you could listen to his other great book, The One Thing, which keeps you focused on your one goal. Audiobooks, of course, are great for flights, long road trips, or even your daily commute. You may think you don't have time to read great books, but you'd be surprised how many audiobooks you can hear each year, even only listening, just going, driving back to and from work. So, audiobooks, spoken word audio products. You're going to find what you're looking for. Get a free 30-day trial today by going to audible.com/IIRE. That's audible.com/IIRE. Thanks to Audible for sponsoring our show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome into another episode of Investing in Real Estate. I'm your host, Clayton Morris. This is the show where we stay laser focused on buy and hold real estate for the purposes of creating passive income and legacy wealth for you and your family. We talk about a lot of different strategies here on the show. We talk about acquisition of properties, how to save on your taxes, how to maximize your cash flow and your rental properties, etc. But one thing we haven't touched on recently anyway is about how to raise money and capital in order to buy your properties. You know, there's so many different strategies, right? Maybe pulling out equity in your home that you own, maybe borrowing from your 401k, or just cash on hand. But what about an entirely new strategy that lets you use business lines of credit to fund your investments? My guest today is Mike Banks. He's the Chief Operations Officer and Marketing Director at Fund and Grow. He has over 10 years of success and growth experience helping businesses thrive to, you know, acquire additional business, to grow their businesses, for people to be able to buy additional real estate. Whatever it happens to be, you can use these business lines of credit to explode your business. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Clayton. I'm super excited to be here to share this awesome resource with your group of investors.
Well, thanks for being here. So how did you get involved in this? I mean, take me through the beginnings of when you learned about this strategy of using business lines of credit.
Well, we were originally a mortgage firm. And back in 2007, 2008, when the real estate market was pretty much crashing, we were having a harder time getting as many mortgage loans for the LTV that we needed. So we ended up venturing off into business credit lines to kind of bridge the gap on the mortgage so that we were able to get the client approved and get them into the property. So once the crash was, you know, fully complete, we ended up veering completely out of mortgages and got more heavily into business credit lines, you know, because we could see the trend that you weren't able to make the same amount of money in the mortgage industry as you used to be. So we ended up moving on and finding investors to be our more common client.
And so take me through this strategy. Our audience made up of new real estate investors, experienced real estate investors, folks who, you know, are just getting started and maybe don't have a lot of cash on hand and they want to get involved and start creating passive income. Would this strategy work for them?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, we've got about 80 to 90% of our clients are active real estate investors. So it would work great for people looking to generate passive income, whether it's through flips or wholesales or buy and hold, whatever the case may be.
And we set up a webpage specifically for people to learn about this on our website. So if people want more information, we set up an exclusive relationship with Mike here too. So we can actually talk about that. But if you go to morrisinvest.com/funding, morrisinvest.com/funding, F-U-N-D-I-N-G. You can learn about it. You can sign up and you can actually watch a webinar and learn more about how this whole thing unfolds in more detail than what we're going to talk about today. But now, Mike, just take us through what this looks like. So I'm a new investor. I want to buy real estate for the first time and I don't have a lot of money to my name, but I do have a pretty good credit score and I want to take action. Walk me through this process. What does this look like?
Okay, well, when you're working with us, essentially we take care of everything from start to finish. We do all of the applications, setting up the credit lines for you, and then you pretty much just use them at your leisure when you receive them. And then you activate them, and like I said, you can use them at your leisure for whatever you want to use them for. But if you start out and you qualify, what we would do is we would do a consultation with you. We'd go over your credit report and make sure that everything looks good, and then we'd be able to move forward from there, do a consultation with you, and then move you into applications. At that point, it usually takes about 2 to 3 weeks to get the funding back to you.
So about two to three weeks, that's it?
Yep.
Once wow.
Once you're in the program, it's usually about 2 to 3 weeks after we do your consultation that you're getting the funding.
That's great. I'm sorry to interrupt you there, but most times you think about working with conventional financing, it's just going to take forever.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, believe it or not, every once in a while we have some clients that'll tell us, you know, oh, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, that's a little too long. I need it now. And, you know, then I tell them, you're not going to find zero interest financing anywhere in an immediate fashion like that. It's always going to take a couple weeks. And for most business loans or mortgages, it's usually taking longer than a month.
Wow. Okay, so you set up a bit. Take me through the process of actually setting up a business line of credit. How do you guys hold people's hands through this whole process? And why is it so important to work with you guys to do this? I mean, I know what you guys do, and I would only work with you guys on this, and I've actually gone through this program as well, and it's fantastic. So when you guys hold the hand, I mean, first, from the moment I've signed up, right, to go through to do this with you guys, I immediately got a phone call from one of your specialists to help me through this whole process. So take me through that beginning stages of setting these up.
Absolutely. So once you get started with the program, we have somebody reach out and do the welcome call and just kind of give you an orientation and welcome you to the program, make sure that you're filling out your information. That way we can look at your credit, review it with you on the consultation call. And then from there, we'll come up with a plan of action, what banks we plan to target, and when and where we plan to apply for you. And from there, we submit the applications simultaneously, and then we follow up on each application. We negotiate each account for you to the largest line possible. And this is extremely important because if you don't do this, and you're like, let's say you're going to try to do this on your own, you got to make sure you do this process. It's extremely crucial to getting the larger amounts. You must follow up and what we call it, negotiate the account and request the largest line based on your credit history. So that's what we do. And once we feel we've gotten the most possible for our clients, we'll complete that application batch and then we'll move into the next phase of the program, which is kind of a 1 to 2 month waiting period where we remove the inquiries from the applications and then, like I said, about a month later, 2 months later, we go into the next round of funding. And we do this 4 times throughout the 12 months that we work with you. And that's how we're able to build up to, in many cases, over the $250,000 in business credit lines. And it's all unsecured.
So what does that mean it's unsecured?
Well, basically, there's no collateral tied to it. You're not putting up a house or any type of asset in order to get that financing. It's totally unsecured. So there is no collateral tied to it. It's just basically based on your credit score. But the great thing is it doesn't show up on your personal credit report. So if we get you $100,000 in business credit lines, the debt that you carry on those lines does not show up on your personal credit report. So your personal scores stay nice and high.
Now, I had personal experience with this with a business credit card that I had through my employer a few years ago. I was traveling for business. I was out in San Francisco covering the Apple event, and my credit card for the company, they wouldn't let me check into the hotel because I had so much travel expenses that the market or the payroll department hadn't paid my expense report. For some reason, there was some problem. I had, submitted an expense report like months and months ago, so it should have been cleared off, and it was like for $30,000, $20,000 or something. It was a ridiculous amount. And I went to go use it, and I had to call American Express, and they said, "Oh, yeah, you're past due. Like we've been, And I was like, "Oh my God, my credit score." And they said to me on the phone, no, don't worry about that. It's not tied to your personal credit at all. It's a corporate business card. You don't have to worry about that, but you do want to check with your payroll department to make sure this gets paid." And I did, and it was all fine. And I was able to check into the hotel, but boy, did I panic, because God knows I've had bad credit in the past with a foreclosure years ago. And you don't want to go through that.
No, not at all. And the great thing about using these business credit lines is, like you just said, it doesn't show up on your personal report. And even if you miss a payment for 3 months, it still won't show up on your personal report. The lender just simply taking a look to evaluate and verify that you're a credible person to lend to, basically. They're not going to lend to someone who's got 500 credit scores. But the thing is, if someone has those lower scores, working with us, they get the solution they need, because we help people improve their credit, and we have a credit repair company we own separate from Fund and Grow, who helps people with that as needed. And there's tons of investors out there, unfortunately, from the 2008 crash that tend to need credit repair.
So talk about the credit score. What does a credit score, like when you talk about the numbers, right? What's like the best credit score you would try to hope for? And what's the lowest threshold that you should be able to get someone a business checking account, business line of credit?
So the lowest is usually about a 680 and up. Now, the thing about the score is it's not always that clearly indicative of what's going on the credit report, because credit history comes into play, and that outweighs the score in many cases. So just to answer your question, 680 is usually the minimum, but a 730 and above is, a home run guaranteed. We're definitely going to get that person funding within the first 30 days in a substantial amount. Now, if they've got a 680 in that range, they would just get a little bit less in the first round, but they get that smaller amount in the first round with us, and then they're able to move the debt that they've got on their personal accounts. They're able to move it over to the business side, which is then going to bring their personal scores up.
Wow, that's amazing. I didn't think about that. So let's say you've got $10,000 in personal credit card debt. You could transfer that over, basically. Now, it wouldn't be a straight transfer, right? You would basically get credit card access checks, and you could just write a check. Is that how that would work?
Exactly.
So you'd write a check to your other credit card, your personal credit card, and now that debt is transferred to your business account, your business checking. And like you said, very often it's like 0% interest, right?
That's correct. On average, we're getting 12 months at zero interest per offer, but we continue to create new zero interest accounts for our clients throughout the 12 months that we work with them, so that they actually get an extension on the total amount of time that they're sitting on zero interest.
That's great. Okay. So now you've helped them improve their credit, because obviously debt to income ratio is a part of your credit score, right?
That's right. Exactly.
So you're reducing that burden, moving it over there, and then you can help them pay it off sooner, because now you're getting them typically a 0% interest rate. Okay. So we've cleaned up the credit score. We've got that. What do you think the maximum amount of money in your experience working with clients, what would you say, do you think the maximum amount of money you've been able to get for one of your clients from one of these credit lines?
The maximum we've gotten for one of our clients was over $400,000, and that was for two people. So let me just give you a little idea of what I mean by that. If you have a spouse or a business partner, you can sign up with our program, and you can bring in that business partner or spouse into the program with you to double the amount of funding that you get.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's well, I'm going to be doing that then.
Exactly. And also, individually, we're usually getting up to $250,000 over the 12-month period. And within the first 30 days, we're getting up to $150,000 within the first 30 days typically.
That's phenomenal. That's great. Okay, so we have those parameters. We know some of how the mechanics work. I want to dive into more specifics of the mechanics of the business accounts now. You know, how many accounts are you trying to get for some person? Is it one account? Is it seven accounts?
It's usually just 3 to 4 accounts each time that we apply. So once someone gets started with us, we would apply in the first couple of weeks, and that would go out to 3 to 4 different banks, places like Bank of America, Chase, Citi, Key, you know, the list goes on. We work with all of the major lenders here in the country. So that's exactly what we would do, and then we would follow that same process 4 times throughout the 12 months.
Now, what do you guys do that sets you apart from, you know, just a company trying to do this on their own?
Well, the big deal and the big beneficial thing about working with us is the fact that we have a team here who is following up on each of these applications, doing negotiations, increasing the accounts to the largest amount possible. It literally turns into, it turns a batch of funding into 80,000 that might have started at 10,000. So this is something that we're routinely doing, and it really sets us apart from all the others out there that are creating this type of funding. We are the only ones in the industry who follow this negotiations process. We are the only ones who have authorization from our clients to do this and follow up with the bank on their behalf. So that, I'd say, is one really big determining factor as why people end up working with us. And then I'd say another is the fact that we've got relationships with all of these banks that we work with. We're communicating with them on a daily basis. It is very easy for us to get in touch with the decision maker, the underwriter on the file, and have it reviewed by a human, because 99% of the time, these applications are computer evaluated. They're just systematically denied by the computer before a human even gets to review it.
And
people on, you know, many people are denied, and they don't know why, and that's just the way it is. They get denied for an application, and that's it. But if you follow up, you'd be surprised how many times you can actually overturn that denial into a substantial approval.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You and I were talking the other day about this, and how just that extra step, just that extra layer of having a human being on your team, being able to reach out and talk to the correct person. And if you're only approved for $5,000, be able to explain to them that, no, this person should be approved for $30,000, $40,000. And often you get that approval.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Some of the mechanics of the business accounts are interesting too. You also help people structure and set up businesses or business entities. Why is that so important?
Well, we work with a lot of startups, so it was a necessity to begin with. But really, that came into play because after the 2008 crash, we were still working with a lot of real estate investors, real estate-based businesses. And we needed to figure out a way to go to the bank and get these business credit lines for people in that industry and get them approved for, you know, a sizable amount. So the way that we found to do that, the best way we found to do that, is by setting up an entity for them and doing a repositioning, rebranding strategy, if you will, and setting up an entity for them that corresponds directly with their real estate business or whatever type of business it is. And we set this entity up because we're able to place it in the most lendable industry. And right now, the lowest default rates are coming from business management and marketing and advertising, two industries that correspond directly with real estate investing. But just by making that simple adjustment, you're able to go to the lenders and be viewed much more in a more lendable fashion. So that is really a big part of what we do as well. That's another thing that I don't know of any other folks out there doing besides us. And so that's a simple strategy, repositioning yourself into an industry that's more lendable. It has a lower default rate because, statistically speaking, everyone knows real estate has a much higher default rate.
Yeah, absolutely. So having that extra business entity that's in marketing or whatever it is, then and frankly, that's, you know, I do a lot of marketing, and so do a lot of people who are real estate investors, because they're marketing their properties, right, for rent. You know, they need tenants in the property, so they put, you know, they have that marketing arm, and that literally could just be for that one business purpose. And utilizing that, it's really fantastic. So the mechanics, again, of using this money. So now let's say we're approved. Let's just say for round numbers, we're approved for $100,000. In my world, that's like buying, you know, for me, it's like two or three rental properties right there. That's how I look at 100,000, right? That's whenever I make that or I have that available in the form of a 401k loan or HELOC or whatever, I look at that as that's two to three rental properties for me right there. So how would we move that money? How does the money transfer when we have access to it? How can we go out and actually purchase a property?
That's another thing that we provide for our clients, and it's not a cash advance. So you're not paying a ridiculous cash advance fee to use this funding as cash. It's as simple as balance transfers, getting the convenience checks from the bank. In many cases, the account will have zero interest on balance transfers, so you can literally get the checks from the bank, cash them out, and deposit it right into your bank account that way. And there's other ways to do it in the, you know, in the more remote cases where the account is zero interest on balance transfers only or on purchases only. I'm sorry. In those scenarios, what we would do is have our client set up a vault online and purchase gold from one of the online gold distributors. And then 2 days later, they're able to sell that gold and cash the funding then is deposited into their account. So you're able to purchase gold, hold it for a couple days, and then deposit it into your account. And there's a 1% fee to buy and a 1% fee to sell. So it's a 2% fee. And in many cases, we've had several clients that purchased some gold, and then 2 days, 3 days later, it actually had gone up a little bit, so they didn't have to pay anything on the transfer fee. And this is one of the best ways to do it on accounts that are zero interest on purchases. That's really the best way to do it. But for the most part, the accounts that we get are zero interest on balance transfers. So it's even easier than that process.
Wow. Yeah. So transfer your balance, move money over, move money into your other account, write an access check right to your other account and buy that first rental property. Wow, this is fantastic. So from soup to nuts, Mike, when someone signs up, and again, if we have the website set up so people can learn more about this and sign up and watch the webinar, we're going to go through deep dive each step of this so people can really understand it and then take action and book a call with you guys. But the first thing they have to do is go through the webinar so they can learn more about it. But if you go to morrisinvest.com/funding, that's the page that we set up so people can learn more about this. When someone first books a call and goes through the process, they fill out the application, from that day, how quickly do you think that they're ready to go and up and running with the funding and money? Is that still the 2 weeks you said?
From the day they start the program, so if they sign up and set up their account today, within 14 to 30 days, just to be safe, they'll have their funding coming to them.
That's great. Well, Mike, I'm excited to learn more about this, and I hope we gave people – I mean, this is really fantastic. There's so many people in my audience who write to me, and they'll literally say – this is the first line of what they'll say. I have no money. My credit is great, but I have no money, and I want to get started with real estate investing. This, to me, is one of the clearest answers for those people out there looking to get started.
Definitely. We have a ton of real estate investor clients. I mean, we've been doing this for over 10 years. And we've done over $250 million. And like I said, about 80 to 90% of our clients are real estate investors. So we actually were on the Inc. 5000 list last year as well for America's fastest growing companies, which is something I'm pretty proud of. Throw that out there.
That's great. That's great. Well, Mike, it's been my real pleasure having you here on the show and bringing this strategy to our audience. I think it's going to be of great benefit to them. Again, check it out on our website. It's morrisinvest.com/funding. And if you missed that, even though that was pretty simple, morrisinvest.com/funding, you can also visit our show notes page on our website under the podcast page. This is morrisinvest.com/episode115 with Mike Banks. You can check out all of the links we talked about right there as well. Mike, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Clayton.
And thanks to all of you for downloading and subscribing and looking to take action in real estate investing. I was really excited to bring this episode to you today because I think it could really be a game changer for you to kickstart your real estate investing journey, especially for all of those of you out there who've said, you know what, I've got great credit, I've got good credit, I just don't have the money. I don't have the money rubbed together. Now you can take action and do this. So go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. And we'll see you back here next week, everyone, with another episode of Investing in Real Estate.